Blog Talk Radio.
You know why I didn't name you after me, Christopher?
Because you're going to be better than me.
Yes, I can see it in your eyes. No wasting your life on something you hate.
Not for my son.
You're going to college.
Yes, and maybe be a
doctor.
A scientist.
Huh?
Yes. Or a senator. Christopher Wilson.
I can see it in your eyes. You are going to do something important. You're going to college.
Christopher, time for work.
My son is going to be special.
We've always had the dreams. Now we have the means. Please, support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Nothing can compare to that smile, that style, that drives men wild. That ring could have Big Daddy walk you down the aisle proper. You a showstopper, girl a jaw dropper. I could see me leaving Susan, bringing home the mama. What you're looking at is purebred stallion. I'm slaying it, you really care to know who's jaying it. How lucky are we? Catch you coming out the shower and I'm right there to wipe down your body. Spread that scented lotion all around your curves. Anything you want, all she deserves. Baby, calm your nerves, make this work. The only thing you fear in life is being hurt. But I'm here to protect you. Thought otherwise, I'm here to correct you. You can trust me.
You and I bonafide.
Bonafide. A hot couple. Put us both in the same club. Now you asking nothing but trouble. Watch them jumping out of red labels. Got my woman and her girlfriends dancing on the table. Shut down the joint. Me, I'm just laid back in awe. Surrounded by the gangsters. Puffing on a cigar. Baddest chick in the world. Keep niggas trank. Yes, the hottest chick on the planet. Keep a nigga ranked up. The question is, can you top that, homie? You could probably pull something close, but stop that, homie. Not even. Couldn't have that even if I stopped breathing. Don't hope for that, my ghost to be poking it still. Read my will. My boys get it all, no gimmicks. But I'm here to let you know my jump off is off limits. Life and love, you're made for a thug. Once I settle in, you made me a gentleman.
You and I, you and I,
bona fide. Crazy diamonds on stilettos, travel through these ghettos, drop the top, let them see what I'm working with, came to win, how the dawn keeps the fawn blowing the wind, her aura's magnetic, that attracts loot, she look Wall Street, briefcase, pinstripe suit, your hair up in a bun, spectacles on her nose, any deal she makes, my business grows, they say a woman's never satisfied, so she had me to fill it to her heart's content, is my blessing, God gave you to me, and words can't describe what you do. For me, your CL is love me or love me not. When no one can match this chemistry we got. Why they all call you CL's wife? Cause all we got is each other, a bond for life.
Let's have a nice round of applause as we bring onto the bandstand, onto the stage.
He to the tone of voice of the this master sound healer, architect. As always, I want to say thank you to all the people who tuned in to my opening night, as well as everybody who's tuning in to this night. Welcome to another advancement of We Will Aware You. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to interact with me or to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria, of course, the homeland of our Hall of Fame, DJ Honeybee, class of 2019 for DJ and 2021 for producer. I thank you with the heart and soul of me. Once again, thank you to everyone who's tuning in to this latest advancement that We Will Aware You is doing our best to provide for you on tonight, as well as the rest of. Matter of fact, I got two advancements coming on this month here, so this is considered part one. Tonight, the grand architect of the universe is actually going to ask a question, okay? Now, I know that I sent invitations out there. Just be patient with me, because I have to do the first part of my advancement before I let y'all through. Now, that don't mean that y'all don't get in queue, because I know a lot of people may want to chime in on this one. And if you're tuning into this live and direct, consider yourself blessed. Welcome all new listeners who haven't heard the Magic Man Get Busy, but I've been doing this well over 4 years of broadcasting, 4 years now with O&D Dynasty, the greatest dynasty of our time. And shout out to all of the hosts that's a part of the greatest dynasty when it comes to network and host and broadcast radio. Shout out to every last one of you. I also want to say thank you. Thank you so much for not only voting for me to be a two-time winner of one of the most prestigious awards of our time, and it's in the honor of our ancestral angel, which is the master sound healer herself, Anna Waddell, one half of the Soul Twins. Okay? Shout out to the other half, Soul Twin, which is Edward Burks. I love you both, okay? Thank you so much to the hosts who voted for me for being the two-time winner 2018 as well as 2020. I also want to say thank you personally to the 7 delegates that cast your vote for me to be a part of the prestigious International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Thank you so much. Now, listening audience, I have to take time to do this. And if you notice, this year here, the advancements has been getting greater because we don't have any more time to play, okay? So I'm posing a question here. Not only do I want you to listen to the question, but I want you to take time to feel the question, okay? The question is life, L-I-F-E. Is it a divine gift from on high? Or is it a sentence? Okay? And I like to teach by example. When I say, is it a sentence, just like in this side of the world, when man and mankind can take it upon themselves, or if someone is in a courtroom and they've been accused of a crime, the person with the long black dress has been given the authority by the state to sentence someone to life. And we have a lot of spiritualists that's been tuning in to We Will Aware You, and a lot of spiritualists that has been actually questioning me, the Magic Man Haru, tribal name Huni Bakatun, right? Pen and stage name Magic Man Haru. People have questioned me for well over 36 years now, okay? So tonight, I'm taking time to ask y'all a question. And it's not so much about me, I want you to ask this question to you, your own self. Stand in the mirror if you have to, okay? And once again, the question is life, L-I-F-E, called life. Is it a divine gift from on high, or Mother Nature and Father Time, or is it a sentence? Because those of us who have took time to study, those of us who are adherents to the scriptures, any one of them, from the Suhufin throughout El Quran, all seven scriptures that was sent down, right, through a religious affiliation that was sent down here to planet Earth. And just like those scriptures that were sent down, okay, there's an Arabic word I want you to listen to. Some of y'all might not be familiar with Arabic, right, or Sireg. Right, I want you to listen to it. There's a word that's called tenazalu, right? It means they descend down, meaning these scriptures was not just inspired by man and mankind or the prophets or the, as I like to say, the apostles that were sent. They didn't receive the book themselves, but they were sent to carry this message to the onlookers or the listeners of that time, right? I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about those of us who are here, and this is a key point right now, those of us who are human beings, and notice now, they conveniently drop the E, right? They conveniently either drop the E, I don't know if it just fell off in this language called American that we're speaking here on the shores of America. It should be called American, but it's called English. Anyway, let me keep going, right? Human beings. That's right. Those of us with you and those living beings. Trust me, there's a major, major difference between the two. Okay? And trust me, for those who do have hue in their body, from dark as the midnight sky or smut on a stovepipe, these beings, living beings, because they lost their soul, really, have been wrecking havoc. I want to take a pause before I ask DJ Olasky to take a break. I want all of us who's tuning in to this live and direct to think about on the very day that it was put into law from Juneteenth, right, to be celebrated over in the shores of America, we had some murders that took place. From what I'm hearing, a three-year-old child. And from what I'm hearing, another incident that took place. So now, I don't have no time to play, and trust me, by the time I get through, especially with this part one, and then I'm coming on again, July 29th, that's twice in 1 month, we got to put a stop to those that's been wrecking havoc. Evil is evil. And my last case in point, I want you to hear me clearly. Evil don't have anything to do whatsoever with the darkness of hue or the darkness of someone's skin tone, nor do it have anything to do with lack of, in a sense, of those who don't have melanin. Just because you're dark as the midnight sky or smut on a stovepipe doesn't make you one of the good angels. And just because you don't have melanin in your body or you could be an albino, right, that doesn't make you a bad person or a devil either. Evil is evil. So it's time for us to look at evil for what it is. And those of us who are children of the Most High, and those of us who are the firstborn children of Mother Nature and Father Time, we have to take our rightful place now. The 400-year bondage is over. And for those of you who are tuning in tonight and not familiar with the 400-year bondage, but those of you who are adherents to the scriptures, listen to me closely. Like I said, get that highlighter from out of your purse or wherever you got it at. Bring out your Bible, be it the Torah or the Holy Bible or even El Quran, but I mainly want to concentrate on the Torah and the Holy Bible when you open it up to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 15. In verse 13, primarily verse 13 and 14, it's going to speak about the descendants of Abraham And it's been confirmed over and over again. Those of us who are descendants of Abraham that was taken from a land that wasn't, that was ours, into a land that wasn't ours to be under servitude. And as the scripture says, the Amorites, this is where Bereshit 15, chapter 15 come in. It says that the iniquities of the Amorites, one of the seed of the seed of Ham, that the white power structure lied and tried to say that it was us, the African Americans, was cursed with black skin, woolly hair, and all the textures in which we have, which one of the greatest lies has ever been told. And it also was used to fight the enslavement of a people for 400 years. You can no longer hide that. Preachers, ministers, whatever you want to call it, rabbis too, none of y'all can hide the fact that it's in there. It's in there. And as of recently, right here in the shores of one of the greatest countries of Mother Earth on this side of the world, it has even been acknowledged by the government, by the leader of the free world, who put into law acknowledging the 400 years. Even though they played with the dates, like I said last night on my brilliant and beautiful daughter show, take time to download that and support her as well. I'm talking about the phenomenal, our commissioner, Angela T. Smith. Where I mentioned, again, it's Bereshit, that's Aramaic Hebrew, Bereshit, that speaks about they say it's the so-called beginning, but it's the head of something. Rashid means head. Better means to remake something, to remake, to remodel, or to rebuild. Okay? So it can be translated as a new beginning, right, but not the beginning. Keep that in mind as I go and delve higher with this advancement, because, again, we have no more time for lessons. We have to deal with that for what the Word says. And according to what the Word says, Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 15, 13, 14, and 15, it speaks about a people that would be enslaved by another people. And these people should treat them kind of ways. But according to Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 15, 13, and 14, it says we should come out with great substance. And this great substance is more than just money. As I did in an audio visual, I spoke about this great substance is about us getting our dignity and our pride and our self-respect back. No longer are we going to allow, all of us who's serious, if you're listening to me, right? And this is a page from a forthcoming book called Military Mindset. Gone are the days, are we going to allow any enemy, I don't care if you look, well, I might not say what I started to say, but I don't care what your skin tone looks like. An enemy is an enemy. Evil is evil. Okay? And like I say, just because you are dark doesn't make you evil, and just because you light don't necessarily make you good either. Evil is evil. We got to start defining it for what it is. Because if we look at the European or the white power structure has been placed in not only in the public schools, but it has, you know, the white guys or the good guys wear the white hat. The bad guys wear black. You understand? This is the type of stuff that makes it easier for a human being in the form of a man, woman, or child to be shot in the street like an animal. And then you've got our children, and I got to say that casually, because I really don't see our children doing it, but I'm seeing children of the fallen ones, according to the book of Revelation. For those of you who are familiar with the book of Revelation, where it speaks about, this is El Angel, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 through 9, 7, 8, and 9. It speaks about a war that took place in the heavenly realm, right? It speaks about the warring angel, Michael, Melchizedek, Michael, right? Or he and his angels fought against the dragon, right? The serpent seed, or the serpent at that time, and his angels, and it says they were cast out into the earth of where they fell. And these are the people that was already in a pre-existence before the foundation of the world. And again, if you open up Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it's not talking about a beginning for the very first time. It's not that the Holy Scriptures is contradicting itself. It's like a lot of people don't fully comprehend what the words of the Scriptures is talking about. That's why it's very important when you hear Magic Man Haru say words like Bereshit or Genesis, is take the time to write these down phonetically. Take time to look them up. Take time to get a Strong's Concordance if you need that. I don't need that because I was raised as a Nubian Islamic Hebrew where, you know, where we had to study the Torah in Aramaic or Hebrew, and we had to study the other books that were sent down in their languages which they were sent down, from Syriac Arabic or Aramaic Hebrew, on up to hieroglyphics in cuneiform, okay? And I give thanks to one of the greatest teachers of our time, our sacred spiritual master teacher, right? The sacred spiritual master teacher, because those of us who know that he's not the one and only. And any of you silly ones out here, whether you want to call yourself Ansaru or Sabian or Sabian, right? He never ever said that he was the only master teacher. And you wonder why a lot of people who is looking at one of the greatest nations that to ever exist this side of the world, and why we're getting judged. And they're judging him, not by his great works, but by the silliness that y'all are doing. And some of y'all, and I hope you really, really listen, because I really don't, you know, I really, really don't care. I want you to hear me close, right? I don't care if it hurts your feeling if I raise myself up like a phoenix bird or a Benny bird, right, and became my own master. I don't need a master from mystery. I don't need a master from history. It has been tried, tested, and proven, okay? And I'm not the type of master for you to fall down and have to worship. It, you know, those days is over. That's slavery. And either you are still thinking like a slave or you are thinking like someone that's been enslaved, okay? So my issue or your issue isn't really with me. Your issue is with yourself. Because you haven't raised yourself up. You became too dependent on someone else thinking for you. So if you are listening, you can get mad if you want. But I'm not here for to spare your feelings tonight. Our people is dying out here. Any time that these devils that have been wreaking havoc, and like again, it don't, you know, it don't have anything to do with the skin coat or the meat suit that you're wearing. But evil has been running rampant before the foundation of the world. So, on that note, I'm going to take a minor break for DJ Olasky. If you will, take me to my first break, sir. And when we come back, we're going to continue this advancement.
Wanna be free, gotta be free, wanna be free, gotta be free. Wanna be free, gotta be free, wanna be free, gotta be free. Knew she can make it right, working late every night. Got to make money to put food on the table. And daddy had to do the same, he knew he had to do his part. So none of his children would get caught up in the game. So I'd be young and free. Daddy made a way for me. He paved the road so my burden is light. And mama did just the same. Dropping love just like rain. She said, guard your heart, for from it come here to the line. Free. Got to do well in school. Obey that golden rule. Treat another man like you want to be treated. Share with your brother, man. If you need it, give him a hand. For in the end, you might just need him. So I'd be young and free. Daddy made a way for me. He paved the road so my burden is light. And mama did just the same, dropping love just like rain. She said, guard your heart, for from it come the issues of life. Oh, free, free, free. Gotta be free, wanna be free. Wanna be free, gotta be free, wanna be free, gotta be free. Though they both left this earth, I wanna thank them for my birth and all of the gifts they left for a lifetime. It truly was a sacrifice. They didn't even think twice. 7th of 8, and Gregory will be his name. So I'd be young and free. Daddy made a way for me. He paved the road so my burden is light. Mama did just the same, dropping love just like rain. She said, guard your heart, for from it come the issues of life. Oh, free. Free, 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 free. Wanna be free, gotta be free, wanna be free, gotta be free. Wanna be free, gotta be free, wanna be free, gotta be free. Wanna be free, gotta be free, wanna be free, gotta be free. Wanna be free, gotta be free, wanna be free, gotta be free.
Absolutely amazing. Welcome back, Wheel of Where You, listening audience who's tuning in to my latest advancement tonight. Again, this is part one of two, where the magic man is asking an age-old question that a lot of people haven't took time either to ask, or either they was made to feel like they were sacrilegious, or they was made to feel like they was blaspheming if they asked such a question. There's nothing wrong with questioning. What's wrong is many of us don't question enough, especially when it comes to our so-called leaders, teachers, and other those people who've been in authority for such a long time, okay? So now, as this advance continues, remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact or to engage with me. Always brought to all of us by Looking Glass Entertainment, and we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. As I continue with the first part, again, please be patient with me because there's certain things that's got to be said, and I want to be able to put it on record because enough is enough. Before I even get into the next part of this segment, where those of us who's connected to me through Facebook or our other parts of social media, there's a bullet point where I speak about love, hell, or right. And before I even delve higher into that, I want to take time to mention something else, live and direct tonight. In over 4 years of me broadcasting, some of y'all who think y'all know me, be it family, relative, friend, or foe, I'm going to confess something to everyone who's hearing this live and direct, as well as those people who's going to hear me say this when this is archived. I have a very special love in my heart for human beings and even living beings. I do. And I'm not talking about the love in the sense of a pet, but I love the fact and how we are created, uniquely created. I love the way that the heavenly beings, all of them, the Most High and the angelic hosts, right, who are energy beings, spirit beings, that can appear in any form that they want to appear in. I like to say that they are celestial beings. And then I have a love for these celestial beings who have incarnated here, like getting inside of a car. And let me clear something up, too, because I'm really, really sick of it. People frown on that word incarnation. So let me clear this up. The same way that human and living being gets inside of a car, a vehicle, in the form of a car or a truck or anything. It could be a train or whatever, right? We get inside of us. We get inside of it. And you're going to see the way I close this two-part series. And this is part one, the beginning, right? And when I close part two of two, I'm going to finally do an advancement on so-called death, the transitioning, the graduation, okay, from this plane into another. And those of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you who have experienced that in the form of some family member, in the form of someone that you love, that once was a warm body person or a cold-blooded person. They once was alive. You can see the light in their eyes. You can feel the warmth in their skin. You're able to have contact. Okay? So what happens? And I'm not going to go too much in it now because that's for part two. But what happens? Because right now, this is the first part when I'm speaking about life. When we embrace this gift of life, or to love, receive, and give love, we're able to utilize our physical bodies, some of us, right? Because I know some people aren't able to do certain things because of health reasons, okay? And what's really, really sad, a lot of times that they have embraced the gift, the divine gift of life, more so to the people who don't have such challenges. I have seen a lot of people like that. The worst form of being handicapped in that form of challenge is you won't use your divine gift to make something of it. 99.9% of us are gifted in some form or fashion, talented in some form or fashion. But trying to get the average person to make use of it, and I blame a lot of the parents because a lot of times you can see divine gift in the eyes and the ability of certain children. Before some of you evil beings out there that would literally, and I normally don't say this word, but y'all will beat the hell out of your children and discourage them. Don't encourage them, but you would discourage them from allowing the gifts that you didn't give. You might have passed it on, but that's a gift that these children, some of them, received straight from the celestial realm. How dare you How dare any of you do that to a child? That's why it's very important to do an advancement like this tonight, because those of us, 99.9% of us, right, we got to change our mode of thinking. Thank you so much, brilliant and beautiful daughter, Angela Thomas Smith, our commissioner. I want to pick off where you and your show ended last night. Thank you so much. We have to embrace that, because as far as you know, some of you, of course, I know different, right? I'm not saying that to be cocky. Unless you experience your body going cold, right, then you don't have a Sherlock Holmes clue at all what Magic Man Haru is talking about. You got to embrace this divine gift of life and do something with it. And don't allow anyone in any form to take that away, if you're listening to me, okay? So now, I'm speaking about love, hell, or right. It's great to be loved, but respect is better. Keith, I'm going to say it again. It's great to be loved. It's great to love, to give and receive love, but respect is better. And this is one of the things that we as a people, the melanated people, the first people of Mission Planet Earth, they have went through all kind of hell, and we're still here to tell it, even in our ignorant state. Some of us who have, through circumstances, or trying to survive or whatever you're going through, have started to do some of the most hideous acts to yourself and each other. We have to get a grip of this before it's too late, y'all. Embrace our life. We have to embrace our life and do whatever it takes to protect our life. I opened up the show, the first advancement, not this year, of last year. The same year I was inducted into the International Internet Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame, I opened my show up, the very first show, I spoke about perfect perception. We got to go beyond what we see with our eyes. We've got to get to the point where we're feeling impending danger in regards to wherever it's coming from. We can't be so busy with our head down looking at our phones. We can't be so busy, you know, with our headphones, Bluetooth or whatever, wired or whatever, in our ears that we are not listening to or tuning in and ever watching and perceiving impending danger, because it's costing many lives. Too many lives are getting lost. That's hell. That's hell. That's a state of hell that I'm going to end this advancement with. And it's about right. Isn't it easy to do the right thing? Isn't it easier to do the right thing? Why is it seems like so many people want to commit so much harsh evils? And those of us who are doing our best to be good in this world, God-fearing or whatever, we are allowing the evil ones to keep getting away with it. We have allowed to get away with it, but we even got to the point where we keep accepting these half-ass apologies. They can say some of the most racist stuff you can imagine. Do a quick apology and write back, you know, you're easily forgiving them. No. Like I said many times before, they're going to have to pay for that. You're going to have to pay for that. If you're one of these evil ones who's listening to this advancement tonight, you're not getting away with it. I don't care what you was told. I don't care what you was read, what you read in any scripture, whatever. You are not getting away with that. And as far as you evil beings out here that have incarnated before the foundation of the world, trust me. We've been at war with you a long time. It's not over. It's not over. Like the great Esid Elimam Issa said back in the 1970 to 1990, you got one or two choices. Either you're going to convert and do the right thing, or you're going to have to deal with us. Not making no excuses. You understand? Don't want to go to war with people who's looking just like me. But I'm not going to let you off the hook just because you look just like me. You are more of a danger
to the people who look just like you. I'm sick and tired of our babies getting killed by the evils that you do. There's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it. So DJ Olasky, if you will, take us to another break, sir.
And just wise one standing on rocks of compromised cliffs, trying to find your drift, peace against your will. That's the way you want to live. Big one, and yes, small one, flying through smoke and lying on the mud, trying to find your thrill, peace against your will. That's the way you want to live. Well, I need someone just to be there, just to be square. I've been through it all. Catch me when I fall. Just be there for me. Weird one, and yes, wise one, standing on rocks of compromise cliffs, trying to find your thrill, against your will. I need someone just to be there, just to be square for me. I've been through it all. Catch me when I fall. Just be there for me. Whoa. Trying to find your thrill, peace against your will. Weird one, wise one, big one, small.
Welcome back, listening audience. You listen to the sound, Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. Remember the number to call in to interact with me tonight and be a part of this life-changing advancement. Call in 516 453-9133 and remember to press 1. So our producer, Hall of Fame elected producer, can see you in queue and bring you on. Matter of fact, we already have a caller in queue. So caller number 1 in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, Brother Hooney.
Mother, Sister Bessie, how you doing?
Hi, brother. You know I love you dearly. And thank you for what you do on this plane of existence. But I wanted to answer the question whether it's a divine gift or like, or do I feel like it's a sentence? I feel that we are placed here to know the difference in good and wickedness and to learn about a destructive system and to use our power to change the world. Now, I don't know if it's true, but I just heard about 900,000 women has lost their children during birth after receiving vaccine. I don't know if it's true. I do know from what I've been listening to that the womb of indigenous women are under attack and the sperm of indigenous men are under attack. So I feel like those powers that be know that we are here for a purpose and they want to stop us from reincarnating into this plane of existence because the youth to me that comes in the world are the warriors and they want to stop the soul and the spirit of the youth today. So I feel like it's a learning experience. And it's a divine gift to us to be alive today, to see the our world as it is. And as you said, we must be the ones to help correct these wrongs in the world today. So I feel like being alive today is a divine gift to see what the enemy is capable of. And what we can do and learn about our own power, Brother Hooney.
You know, I just thank you all in all. First of all, I love you. And before you, please let We Will Aware You, listening audience, attendance listening audience, know who and what you are and how they can support you. And by the way, before you give your answer, this tone of the voice that you're listening to, attentive listening, nominated to enter the prestigious International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Please give her your unending support like y'all did for me through your prayers, your emails, whatever you have to do. But make sure that you do your part because I know she's always doing her part. So, Mother, Sister, please let the listening audience know how they can support you.
Yes, I'm known as Sister Bessie, the Truth of the Front Porch. I will be on in July the 16th with a guest. I believe in truth and wisdom and respect of our people, and that's what I stand for.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me add on to the bill right quick because I know other calls are going to come in. I'm going to show you how All in All works. And having any doubt of my abilities, trust me, I've been duly prepared to do this well over 36 years. But I'm going to show you how All in All work, listening audience. Our beloved mother sister spoke about women, possibility of women that have got killed or assassinated or murdered, whatever, right? Now, not sure if that's true or untrue, and I'm not here to contest it because I won't dare, but I tell you this, listen to what I'm about to read. It says, the woman persecuted, for those people who don't comprehend, this is El Angel, the book of Revelations, chapter 12. And I already spoke about Michael, Melchizedek, Michael, going to war with the dragon, right? Listen to this here.
to show and prove what I was saying earlier, that Bereshit, Genesis 1 verse 1, speaking about the beginning, it was speaking about the head or a new beginning, right? That's what Bereshit means, the head of something. Anyway, it says, and when the dragon, another attribute of the wicked one, that he had been thrown to where? Earth. Look it up. In some cases, say he was. In others, it says that they fell to earth. And those people who have the gift of languages, the way that I do, the word is Nephilim. Right? Nephilim. They fell to earth. Nephilim is the root word where you get Nephilim at. They fell to earth. So they was here before the foundation of the world. Okay? So according to what you just heard me read, I'm not going to read it all. You can do that for yourself. That's Ellie and Jill, Revelations chapter 12, and read the entire chapter from verse 1 all the way to the end. But I'm going to read a little bit more. Okay? Matter of fact, it says, when the dragon saw that he had earth, he pursued the woman. See how they use our women against us. Now you can say it's a myth. You can say that's a whole bunch of mythology, some of you so-called conscious people out there. But it's the myth not to negate the truth that's within the scriptures. And you cannot negate the truth that's happening here to us, especially when it comes to this senseless war between our men and our women that's affecting the children. Okay? They have always used our women against us, like a pawn. And some of our willingly allow themselves to be used for our own. Now, you can call it a myth if you want to. But is it happening, though? We have wick. Don't we have women, infant, and children, right? That they will pay a woman just so as long as her man is not there. They would give them food stamps. They would give them a little bit of money so as long as the man, the head of the family, according to our scriptures, is not there. And you're going to tell me that's not the wickedness? Anyway, but that's as far as I can take it right now, Mother Sister Bessie, because I know other beings want to call in. So next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Quan the Poet, and I'm calling from High Point, North Carolina. How you doing, Magic Man?
I'm doing excellent. Always better to hear the tone of voice of my beloved son. Some of y'all might not be familiar. This is an alumni host. Not only is my son divinely gifted, but he was born with 3 9s in his head. Okay? Opposite of what they showed in Hollywood with the dame and with the 666. Okay? And they sent him here. Thank you so much, Abruat, for calling. In case I failed over 36 years ago. And I give thanks to all in all for telling me about the coming of him in 1993 and the coming of his sister in 1997. Anyway, Ruat, how you doing tonight? And do you care to chime in on this question that I'm asking?
Repeat the question. I just want to get a refresher, but I mean, I've been listening through
the
radio station.
The question, yes, the question is life, L-I-F-E. Is it a divine gift or is it a sentence? The way that someone can sit on a throne here in America or anywhere else in the world and they can take the gavel and hit another piece of wood and throw the gavel and say, I'm sentencing you to life.
To life.
In somebody's prison. Can you hear me?
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, so which one is it? Do you think it's one or the other, or do you think it's both?
I want to say that it's both because, like, you just got to look at it both ways. Like, you see all of our brothers and sisters that get in the court system, and they do something so simple. And they can get, maybe like you getting 25 to life. Life, the movie Life, but that Eddie Murphy created is a good example of like how they don't care. They don't look into it. But when you can look at these evil ones, that look at the George Floyd situation, the cop only got 22 years. Like, and if that was, if the tables were switched, it would be life. Hands down. But why is that? Cause, and then Sister Betsy chimed in. I love how she explained it. We're being attacked. We really are. And both ways, spiritually, we just need to get together as a unit. But we're so far apart. We're so separated as a culture. And it's my desire to bring our people close again to being one and actually seeing this together. Like, oh, we're seeing this. We are waking up, but it's like halfway. We're not fully woken. And, like, I can't wait for that day to come when our eyes, like, really open and we're, like, we're done. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's my answer.
And you gave a very good answer. Look, before you go, I want the listening audience to know more about you. Again, you are an alumni host. I mean, you did great for years with Merch City. Shout out to Retro Mersey. Okay?
Mm.
Shout out to the work in which you put in with your spoken word.
Definitely.
Let them know some of your divine gifts, especially you bringing forth a comedy book that possibly could be one of the greatest ones of our time since Black Panther. So share a little bit of that.
Right.
Let them know how they can support you. I know that you have a Cash App, so take time to do that. And I know we got other callers in queue. I love you, Ruach. Okay, thank you for chiming in.
I love you too. Thank you. Well, you can follow me at my stage name, Quan the Poet, on Instagram at Quan, Quan. T-H-A, Poet, P-O-E-T, N-C. And you can follow my comic book Instagram page on the following at Warrior Blood. That's WarriorBloodSCD. And, you can follow me also on Facebook if you have it, Daquan Felton, and I have a poet page also on Facebook, Quan the Poet, with the T, with the A. And but Warrior Blood is basically a story about my sickle cell, my journey, my fight, and not just my story, but my friends' stories and all the warrior stories about the trials and tribulations we go through on a daily basis with our battles with sickle cell. If you're interested, you can follow me on those platforms. And congrats again, Magic Man. And I'm enjoying the show.
And your Cash App. Last thing, your Cash App. So you got some
Cash
people out here that, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to support, my Cash App is the $ Quan, Quanthatha. Poet, P-O-E-T, all one word. That's the $ Quan, Quanthatha. That's my Cash App if you want to support the movement. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want you to listen to this, Ruach, about what's happening. Okay, and that's a good thing I love about the digital age. You can download this. This is Better Sheets of Genesis. Take time to look it up. I'm going to take time to read a little bit. This is Better Sheets of Genesis, chapter 15. 13, 14, and 15 is very important, but especially verse 13 and 14. Okay? And it says, then the Lord said to Abraham, know of a surety that your descendants will be strangers in a land that's not theirs. And they will be enslaved, mistreated for 400 years, as I mentioned earlier. But I, the same Lord, right, Yahuwah, says, I will judge that nation. And you wonder what's happening to the United States that refused to give up those old wicked ways? Don't tell me that we have to be patient. You had, if you are listening to this, or when you listen to it live or direct, You had over 400 damn years to get this together. Especially you so-called good ones out there. How in the hell can you let the evil ones amongst you, who's looking just like you, to commit these hideous acts and get away with it? Just because you say nothing, you're doing more harm by not stopping your own. As I said earlier, if you didn't listen, go back when it's archived. We're going to deal with black-on-black crime. But you got to deal with this European power structure that refuses to see any wrong when they maliciously, unjustly kill a black man, woman, and child. And we can't even get a hate crime law passed. Anyway, let me continue. All right? It says, 14 again, but I would judge that nation. They served as slaves, and afterward, they would depart with many possessions. Did not Magic Man Haru say you're going to get more than money? Didn't I not say that it's going to take more than money in order for it to, I want to say free us, because free is a self-expression. But in order for us to reclaim ourselves, thing that was taken shall be swiftly returned. But you know who's to hold up Ruach and other God-fearing children out there? If some of you who are the original seed don't believe it yourself. You have been so brainwashed by Hollywood by thinking Charleston Heston looked like Moses or some other person looked like the Pharaoh, Aferti Ramses. You cannot see yourself, or you weren't taught to see yourself as something great. As I always say, it's not about hate. It's about us seeing ourselves as great. Get that mythology out of your mind. We are the descendants of Abraham, and we are the first children of the Most High. Everyone else know it. Even you know it, but you refuse. You can't blame nobody else if you don't want to accept your own greatness. You can't blame nobody else if you continue to allow people to do stuff to you that you won't take time to handle that. You can pray, sing, and dance all you want to. We are supposed to got a grip of that. The 40 years is over. Now it's 22 years that we're not just dealing with them. We're dealing with these devils out here who look just like us. Like I said earlier, they're going to be dealt with. DJ Olasky, if there is any more callers in queue, if not, take us to another break, sir.
The action suit to dance in. Break a window and let the sun in. Break the silence, it's not a sin. Stand up on your seat with your dirty feet. Put your fist in the air. Be sweet. Tear down the walls of hate. Fill up the empty bowl of the hungry. Break the sacks and let the rice run free. Crack the backs of the tax for me. Stand up on your seat with your dirty feet. Raise your fist in the air. We'll be right back. flames of love. A Kwasiakhin soup to dance in. Break a window and let the sun in. Break the silence, it's not a sin. Stand up on your seat with your filthy feet. Raise your fists in the air and feel sweet. Hey now, tear down the walls of hate. Fill up the empty bowls of the hungry. Break the sacks and let the rice run free. Crack the backs of the tax for me. Stand up on your seat with your dirty feet. Raise your fists.
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. Once again, you're listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Doing my best to give us all, myself included, another advancement, which is part one of two, as I'm asking the question, life, a divine gift, or is it a sentence? While we have time, this is the part I like to call joint adventures. Sort of like a speed round. So anyone who comes on, if you do have a question or you want to add on to this build, be as swift and direct as you possibly can, because I want as many people to become involved in this. And as always, I'm going to end this show with the final part of my afterthought, okay? And if you're unfamiliar on how to get in, remember, it's 516-453-9133, and you must press 1. So, our Hall of Fame elected producer and Hall of Fame elected DJ Honeybee can actually see you and bring you on. And I can be as brief as you possibly can and direct, so we can get as many people to get involved. Because this right here, Joint Adventures, is about involvement. Okay? So, what we're going to do now is go into another part of this advancement. Okay, you're more than welcome to tune in and show your divine love. And if you got any questions or anything that I said tonight or questions that may have troubled your mind, okay? But anyway, we have another caller in queue. So caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, 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 what's going on today? It's you, Finn, Will of God, time to play.
Hey, peace,
oh,
peace.
Hey, man, I just got in, man. Whew, you always bring that rain, boy. Woo, the thunder and lightning. I tell you, boy, I got to love where I live. I'm calling from Philly, but, you know, what you're saying tonight is so beautiful. And I was telling people, too, because on my next show tomorrow night, it's going to get crazy. But if you look at what's really going down with this world and how we are being treated. If you think about it, you saw that last kid who shot up the whole church, that white boy, and he had a nerve. And I ain't prejudiced at all, but I ain't never hear nothing about him again. I mean, how you gonna kill all those people in the church and then say, I do not want a lawyer, and then never get heard of again? What in the world? It's a rude awakening. So when you talk about what you're saying tonight, is it a divine gift or is it a sentence? Depending where you like, but depending where you located at, you know, and depending of how you exist, it could be a gift. Other times, it could be a sentence or a test to see if you could survive. Because everything you go through, you want to have to get tested. And sometimes it makes you stronger. Sometimes it could make you nauseous or crazy. We just got to figure it out. But without prayer, you might not become nothing. Because that's where your strength comes in at. Because you have to pray for some of these insane individuals that you meet to act like they cool with you, or they just want to use you, play with you, destroy you. It's a mental thing. So, yeah, man, keep bringing the wind. I tell you, you blowing people down.
Hey, you know, I love you. You know, the Magic Man had nothing but the utmost divine love and respect for you. And I appreciate everything that you are. Please let We Will Away You audience know how they can tune in to and support you as well.
Oh, well, if y'all want to, y'all can see all my crazy adventures in life. Go on YouTube and don't put no spaces, just the number 2, To Will of God, or just pull up Spontaneous TV on YouTube. And or go to YouTube and pull up DJ Space Chill 322. But as for my radio show tomorrow night, 9:30, my show is called Too Thorough by Will of God. And my topic is United We Stand, Divided We Fall. And basically I'm going in. I said, what are you doing as people to stay alert, coherent, and loved by your peers? Mindset change, y'all, 2021. Who do you want to be or need to be? Open forum. So I just want to hear what people are and what they need to be to survive in this new pandemic age that's going to get worse before it gets better. And see what's really hindering us and why we're not united. Why do we do things to control people and bring division? And when did it start? Oh, my God, when did it start? So, yeah, I'm going to go, I'm going to get crazy. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, you got my unending divine love and support, and I'm going to add on to the bill. I'm going to answer that question because that's what the Magic Man Haru has been to do. You meant damn right he was a demon. And they have been supporting them. And I'm talking about the not European, but the white power structure. They don't want to see no wrong, which they have done. And so here is the main reason. Just like that guy, okay, who didn't feel any remorse. So when you hear Magic Man Haru speak about, you know, people with soul and people that don't have soul, right? You can look in that demon's eyes and you don't see no soul there. Not because his so-called eyes was dark and all the things Hollywood want to try to portray that, you know, everything dark is evil, according to them. All you did was make it easier for you to slaughter people who's darker than you. And I'm talking about the white power structure. Okay? Now, here is the silliness that we do. And I know it's only because we have soul. When that demon turned around and killed not only church members, but family members, relatives, friends, right? I think it was 7 or 8 of them, and he left one alive. He said, I'm going to kill 7 or 8, but I'm going to leave you alive so you can go tell them what I did. Okay? He never denied what he did, right? And before the next day, before he was even arraigned, this is the type of silliness that our people do. Yeah, I know you elderly. Yeah, I know you was taught to be forgiven and for everything. You know, you got to forgive and forget and all that. Yeah, that was beat inside of you. That was beat inside of you. So before this demon was even arraigned, go back and look at it. Before he was even arraigned, I saw elderly people. I saw family members, church members, that was on national TV, not just for the United States to see it or potential jurors to see it. The whole world is watching. Boy, I feel for our people. Forgiving this demon for the evil that he just did live on TV. What have you done? That was just as silly as another idiot in the political arena that tried to say that ain't no racism in America. Why? Because you can go to the Good Boy Club. You can be like Tiger Woods. And they can cook a whole lot of filthy stuff that's called soul food. Put it in front of you. But you want to tell the world you're not black. See, That's what happened. You got a lot of people that look in the mirror. And because according to this society, especially here in the shores of America, everything dealing with darkness and blackness is evil and bad, and the good guys wear white hats and the bad guys wear black. Even on down to the nursery rhymes, all they did was make it easier for our people to be slaughtered. Cannot keep getting away with it. And I said it many times. I'm not taking you off the hook. I don't give a damn if you black as the midnight sky or smut on a stovepipe. I don't give a damn if you white as Snow White and all seven of her damn dwarves put together. Evil is evil. And you are not going to keep getting away with that. Anyway, next call in queue, please.
This is the goddess of Tamaray. I said a Tamaray, and I came to say that I'm so proud of you, and I appreciate everything you do. Your sound therapy is a blessing to me. I want to say thank you. You're a gift to me, and I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I would also like to respond.
Wow.
Yes, that's for you. That piece is for you. I also like to respond to your question. Is life a divine gift or is it a curse? Well, you already know my answer. It's both. And I'm going to explain why it's both. See, life is a curse because of the extraterrestrial indulgement. And because of those indulgements of the lower realms, it causes pain and displeasure. However, the blessing and the gift of life is the experiences that you have to overcome in order to rise up ignorance into spiritual excellence. And that is what Tony Bakutun and other master teachers are here for. They're here to raise beings that are trapped in the lower forms of this realm. They're here to raise them up back into their spiritual excellence, because what has happened here, when we talk about spiritual warfare, we're not talking about warfare between man and man. We're talking about warfare between the ego, spirit and ego, because the spirit is crying out. It's had enough of this realm. And like my Abba would say, we can't keep taking backward steps. We have no more time left. So the time now is to go within. And many are called and few are chosen. I'm going to leave it like that and give it back to Abba.
Absolutely. So much brilliant and beautiful. Before you go, let the weak know how to continue as well.
You can tune. Did you say, say that again, Abba, because you kind of faded on me.
I'm sorry. Poor to you and your.
Okay, what Tony Bakutun is saying, you know, how can they reach out to you, Arthur Tune Ray, and your show here on what you're doing on a constant basis?
Oh, okay. So my show, I will be on July 20th. My show is called The Essence of Time, so you can tune in at 9:30, and you can dial in at 516-453-9133, 9:30 Eastern Time. And you can also reach out to me on Facebook, Offset Atun Ray, and as well as YouTube, Offset Alexander. And we have a lot of good things to talk about. So, yeah, just follow me and tune in.
Okay, thank you so much. Love you with the heart and soul of me. Next call in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
All right, who's back? Without who bet, Elder Hooney. Yes, yes, pleasure to be on tonight. And I love the topic of your show as well. You know, and also wanted to, as far as an answer up your question about life. I feel that life is a divine gift, and that provides us all the opportunity to be able to see and experience what positivity and negativity looks like, and for us to be able to know about how, about what we have to bring to the table, especially in terms of us being receiving education and being able to learn from our elders as well, and also examples in our environment, so that way we're able to be able to create the environment that we need, and also the correct relationships that we need to have as well. And so, and I definitely appreciate this topic being brought up tonight.
Well, thank you so much, one of our most brilliant amongst us. Ambassador, while that, please let the We Will Away You audience know how they can tune in to you and support you as well, sir.
Everyone will be able to tune in to my radio show, Agriculture and Manufacturing University, towards the end of this month, as far as on Wednesday, the Wednesday that is before the last of the month of this current month. And as far as you know, I love the topic tonight. You know, as far as and Huni, I thank you for the work that you're doing, and also you as well, Brother O.
Well, thank you so much. We Will Away You listening audience, we're going to take another break by Hall of Fame producer class of 2021. Do us the honors.
They say that life for you, it ain't been no symphony. They say that your changes, your arrangements ain't for modern day. You write songs of love, but no one's a believer. But I'm listening. You got what I'm missing. You got that certain thing that'll make them sing. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join me. They say your life, it ain't been no aria. Too many low notes, not enough show notes, and it ain't for all of us. You write songs of love, but I'm listening. You got what I'm missing. You got that certain thing that'll make them sing. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join me. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join me. You can join my band.
can join me. Life for you ain't been no symphony. They say that your changes in your arrangements ain't for modern day. You write songs of love, but no one's a believer. But I'm listening. You got what I'm missing. You got that certain thing that'll make them sing. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join my band. You can join me. You can join my band. You can join my band. Join my band. You can join me. You can join me. You can join my band. You can join my band.
You can join my band.
You can join my band.
If you've ever been on the outside,
join me.
You can join me.
You can join my band.
You can join me.
Welcome back, audience, and tonight's advancement where I ask the question, life, a divine gift, or is it a sentence? And also, I want to thank our Hall of Fame elected producer for the class of 2021 for providing of our lives, Grammy Award-winning jazz vocalist Gregory Porter. And what I want to say now, in the beginning of this advancement, and this is not the end yet because we're going to have Ngozi time, but I want y'all to really, really think about so many things that has been happening. Whether you're an elder that I mentioned before, I know you was taught to forgive everything, especially when you look at your captives, people who have enslaved you for over 40 years and counting. I know that was beaten to you. I know what the scriptures says, and I also know how it's been misinterpreted too, okay? As well as the youth, as well as our babies out here, as well as the rest of the world who's not just watching through satellite, internet, or whatever, all the evils that has been taking place. We got to change this. No one else is going to do it for us. So, 2019.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank Brother Huni Bakasun for this outstanding show tonight. He hit on all heads. You know, I don't want to see any more marches unless it's about the violence that's going on in our communities. Where are the grandmothers, the grandfathers, the fathers, the mothers, the aunts, nieces, whatever? People are being killed in every city in America. When you have a death in your community, everybody should come out the house and march. Don't you tell me that won't make a difference. Don't you tell me that won't make a difference. Black Lives Matter. Let me explain about that, okay? That was founded by a European, Mr. Soros, okay? He don't care about your life mattering. It's all propaganda pieces put together by the schism, okay? By Tel Aviv, okay? You see your children dying in your streets every single day, and you won't march for that? You won't put your protest on that, showing the people in your neighborhood, we're not going for this anymore, so kill all of us too. Again, that generation that bumped their head and thought that they overcame, you're cowards. You are cowards. You hide behind your door and lock it every night with your gun in your room, whatever you have to protect yourself. As long as they don't come in my house, I'm good. As long as they don't, you know, affect my children, you're good. You live in hoods, neighborhoods, but you're not even being neighborly, and that's just the, you know, that lower level. Imagine you being in a community where you commune together like other people. We're the laughing stock of the world, the so-called African American. We portray our women as bitches and hoes. We glorify the thuggism in our communities. We even fight amongst ourselves in our own businesses, always throwing shade at someone else instead of doing your shit and doing your shit well. Oney Dynasty is the model of greatness. And yes, everybody don't agree with everybody, and that's okay, because that's what radio is all about. I don't want my host agreeing with everybody, because that's fake. Like the former president says, that's fake news. Let us go and be great on purpose. Let us go and do our jobs. Tomorrow night we have a brother that does his job on a constant basis. He's a charter member of this network, starting at Beverly Nation in 2015. His name is Will of God, and he just came that out for you. He's your true friend. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these O&E stations, and of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Oladeli and Gozy Enterprise Reach, of course, at www.TheLookingGlassEntertainment, at WordPress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time One at Damon.com. We're in Gozy Time, both on Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Gozy Enterprise at Google+. Oladeli and Malina Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page. We will wear you in eyewear, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016, as we celebrate 5 years on the air, alternatively, right here on the internet. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oladeley. That includes with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malaywa and Gilsey, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us in the constant basis. Stop being a coward in your community. If you see kids getting shot, see women getting shot on their porches, what type of person are you? Do you know where your children are right now? I've been saying that for years. No. You know, I have a lot of hosts that say that, and I appreciate what they say, you know, to monitor what I say, you know, for years. But do you know where your life is right now? Like the young folks say, get a life. Get a life. Go out there and show your support for people that are dying in front of your face, man. I'm still that boy, Olasky. Holler at me. If you have any problems, you know what you get me. I'm right there on email. I take it every day anyway. I'm great in spite of you. And now back to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting and striving for the class of 2020. I said what I said, Honey Baka Tun. Now.
And I love you with the heart and soul of this particular advancement is only part one of when I'm speaking about the life side. And the flip side of life is death. There's a state of death, and there's many different types of death that I'm going to cover on July 29th, it's that here. So I want to thank everyone who called in, everyone who's in queue to think about something here. And I know Magic Man Haru covered a lot of ground. I'm going to end this particular advancement as I speak about heaven and hell of the same coin. It's no myth. When you look at the things that's been happening here on planet Earth, and you go back and listen when this is archived, and I speak about how the fallen ones that fell to Earth, okay, that's Ellen Jill, Revelations chapter 12. Read the entire chapter. And I also mentioned the descendants of Abraham whether it was Yisrael, right, pronounced correctly, or Yismael, pronounced correctly, or Midian, and all of the sub-tribes in between, right, were still of Abraham's seed, okay? And I mentioned that we're going to come out with great substance that's more than just money. We're going to inherit the land. And let me also say something else, too, because I wanted a part of this record here. Some of you who are still thinking like a slave or people who have been enslaved, that expecting someone to give you something, take it back. If you think I'm lying, you better go up and subscribe to my YouTube. As I mentioned, get your soul back. You got to take it back. I'm not asking them to give me nothing. I took my respect back, and I'm going to get it one way or another, whether you like it or not. Okay? So now, I want you to think about something. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you something to look up, religious state of mind. This is the final for you to be able to see who we're dealing with. And this is Yeshayahu. That's Aramaic Hebrew for Isaiah. Look up in the book of Isaiah where it's 14:12. And it says in English, look how you have failed, Nephilim. Remember Nephilim that I mentioned? Those people who fell or was cast to earth, right? Lucifer and his kind that don't show up in Bereshit of Genesis chapter 1 or 2, but conveniently shows up in chapter 3 after the fall in the garden. They was already here living in the waters, awaiting for the opportune time to come to above, the below the waters, onto earth to wreak havoc because they wanted control of this planet. Okay? It says, look how you have fallen, O Lucifer, right? Son of the dawn. But that's not what it says in Aramaic or Hebrew. It says, Yah-Hilel, not Lucifer, right? Yah-Hilel, Bar-Shakar, right? That's Aramaic Hebrew for adopted son. That's right. The evil one and his kind have children, just like the children of the Most High. If you think I'm lying, you better look at Bereshit of Genesis chapter 3, 15, where it says the seed of the woman, right? And the seed of the serpent man, the whisperer, Nakash. Also called Hinas in Aramaic or Hebrew, right? Look how you have failed, Halal, son of Shakar. And for over 400 years, we have dealt with the children in the form of Halal, in regards to what skin suit that they're wearing, in regards to whatever skin tone that they're wearing. Now, to answer the unanswered question for such a long time, the reason why you're seeing people who look just like us, whether they're putting on a cartoon suit, right, or you're looking at it, incarnated devils who invaded this planet before the foundation of the world. We have dealt with the children. Now, we got to deal with the father called Shakar, him and his kind. And we took these demons to war before Mikael and his angels. We're going to take them to war again. So help me. And as always, I give thanks to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and in comparison all. And on that note, we'll be back on July 29th with another advancement. Thank you.